Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you play the rebate game? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Whenever I've bought something that comes with a rebate, I've faked myself out. It may cost $200, but because of the $75 rebate offer, mentally I tell myself, I only paid $125. That's just what the manufacturers want us to do, as they offer, according to the Promotion Marketing Association, nearly half a $1 billion in rebates every single year. My question is, how much of that rebate money goes unredeemed? A lot. Sometimes, because the rebates go unrequested or because consumers don't have the stamina to jump through some of the hoops required. Here's how to do rebates, according to the shopping site techbargains.com. First, see that the item works properly. Many rebates require removing the universal product code. But if you need to return a faulty item, retailers are reluctant to give refunds on products missing that code. Second, follow the offer rules exactly. Be sure to mail well in advance of any deadline and keep copies of everything you send. Next, check the progress of your rebate request. Do it in a week or two to see if your request has been received. If it hasn't, ask about how to resubmit it. And finally, follow up if you haven't received the rebate payment within 8 to 12 weeks. Yes, rebates can be a hassle, but if you're patient and persistent, they can pay off. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.